Welcome to today's Wrenchcat Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. City of Pella Finance Director Corey Goodenote joins us on today's program to provide an update from the latest Pella City Council meeting.
Well, Corey, the focus of the Pella City Council meeting may have been about Casey's General Store in that public hearing, but there were other topics of interest to discuss from Tuesday's meeting. And we'll start with another rezoning request. There's been quite a few going through the council lately near Pella Regional Health Center that has drawn the attention of some of the neighborhood, both for and against. What is the latest with the rezoning ordinance that had the first reading passed? And really, what is the purpose of this rezoning for Pella Regional Health Center?
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. As you mentioned, the city received a request from Pella Regional Health Center regarding a rezoning for three properties in the 500 block of Monroe Street. That's over in the Monroe Birch Drive area. Just so the listeners know, those parcels are 1223 Birch Drive, 505 Monroe, and 507 Monroe Street. And those are all adjacent to the hospital and, of course, adjacent to one another. The current zoning for those three parcels is R1B, which is a medium-density single-family residential. The request from the hospital was to rezone those to institutional. So the listeners know, institutional incorporates college campuses, schools, churches, hospitals, of course, those type of facilities. And of course, it's adjacent, as we mentioned, to the hospital, so there wasn't any spot zoning concerns like there would be if it was in a different location. One item of note that's, of course, been of interest lately is how does the request comply with the comp plan and the future land use map? This parcel is actually included in the latest comprehensive plan as medical and assisted living. So there wouldn't be any need to change the comprehensive plan given that it matches and it certainly meets the definition in the compatibility matrix for the future land use map.
And what is the intention, as you understand it, for Pella Regional? What are they really planning on doing with that land?
Yeah, certainly. I think the purpose, as we know at this point, is basically a 12,000 square foot parking lot directly adjacent to the hospital. And I think that's as much as we know at this point. And so I believe there'll be future site plans and future meetings at both planning and zoning and city council meetings to address any future plans for the hospital.
Another project that we've talked about actually a couple times is going into a different phase and a different utility. There's been some public-private partnership earlier this summer with Vermeer and the city of Pella, and that was for water. Now this is coming up. There's some electric work that is being done over along the Vermeer Mile. What is this next coordination between the city and Vermeer Corporation, and what is the city's role in that?
Sure. As you mentioned, a few months ago, actually, we did something very similar for the water infrastructure that would be on Vermeer Road and run from 240th to 250th Street. And so the action that the council took last night was to set a public hearing for similar improvements, but for the electric utility. And the intention of that project is to place the 12,470-volt electrical system underground in that area. Typically, what we've done in the past is sign a development agreement with Vermeer Corporation. And of course, as we mentioned, with the water improvements, there's significant savings for the city when we partner with a private entity at this. And typically the way this works is the developer, Vermeer Corporation, in this instance, plans on doing the boring and the placement of the electrical conduit. And of course, after that's completed, the city goes through and pulls the electrical lines ourselves. And there's significant savings in doing that. I believe the project is estimated at $500,000 if the city were to undertake it by itself. And the current estimate in partnership with Vermeer is just over $220,000. Critical dates at this point is a bid opening on September 13th, and then we'll have the public hearing award at the next council meeting on September 20th.
And lastly, we talk utilities. One of the most important utilities is the roads that we drive on. Major road projects going on throughout the city, still continuing at Washington and Oskaloosa. You had the most recent street finance report come out. What was some of the important information when it comes to where the city is at on their spending for roads?
Yeah, thanks. Certainly, we have to approve this report every year. And of course, our fiscal year ends on June 30th. And so what we're required to do is submit to the state sources and uses of last year's funds. Total revenues for this year for the street finance report were just over $3.2 million, and expenses were just under $3 million. An important piece of that is the significance of street construction, as you mentioned. The city spent nearly $2 million in street construction, largely driven by Oskaloosa Street, Washington Street, and Hazel Street reconstruction.
Once again, that was City of Pella Finance Director Corey Goodenow. That concludes today's Wrenchcat Village. Let's talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.